The Record on Abortion. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. The Senate's Democratic leader is hoping to hold a vote on abortion rights to see where Republicans stand. The push comes after a leaked draft opinion from the Supreme Court overturns Roe versus Wade.
The draft opinion shows the conservative justices on the side of overturning Roe versus Wade. GOP Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina says that will put the issue in states' hands.
Now, finally, elected officials have a say about life and the conditions of an abortion. I think that's the way it should be.
Democratic Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut says Republicans seem to focus more on process than outcome.
Because they really don't want to talk about the fact that abortion becoming criminalized is something that a sort of small minority of the country supports.
Both men on Fox News Sunday. That Senate abortion vote is scheduled for Wednesday.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. More abortion rights protests are expected this week. Last night, demonstrators gathered outside the homes of two Supreme Court justices.
Keep abortion safe and legal. Keep abortion safe and legal.
Around the high court itself is a tall fence. First Lady Jill Biden made an unannounced stop in western Ukraine. She spent about 2 hours there meeting with her Ukrainian counterpart. Meanwhile, in the east and south, relentless strikes from Russia.
We have learned, according to Ukrainian officials, that all women and children and also their elderly family members have been evacuated from that steel plant in the southern port city of Mariupol.
Fox's Trey Yingst. After meeting virtually, G7 world leaders say they'll continue to take action against Russian banks and they'll continue to phase out or ban imports of Russian oil. America's listening to Fox News.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
The White House is issuing a warning about the coronavirus pandemic. Don't get complacent.
We're going to have a lot of waning immunity. This virus continues to evolve, and we may see a pretty sizable wave of infections, hospitalizations, and deaths this fall and winter.
Dr. Ashish Jha, White House COVID-19 response coordinator on ABC's This Week, he's warning cases could be in the tens of millions during the winter. Toxicology and blood tests will be performed on three American tourists who died while vacationing in the Bahamas. A fourth person is hospitalized. A Bahamian official says the bodies of two men and a woman were found Friday at a Sandals resort. Two of the victims had sought medical treatment the night before. Foul play is not suspected. The State Department says it's closely monitoring the investigation. You can get just about anything at Costco, but not a mortgage. At least not anymore.
You can no longer get a mortgage at Costco. The wholesale retailer announcing that the changes took effect Sunday, May 1st. Costco had partnered with eight lenders, including Cross Country, Box Home Loans, Lending.com, and Strong Home Mortgage. While Costco didn't originate loans, it did offer a cap on lender fees linked to the transaction. Costco did not immediately respond to a request by Fox News for comments as to why the change was made. Move comes as big box store Walmart recently struck a deal with Lenders One Cooperative, which is leasing space in its stores to sell mortgage products and services. Sue Gosman, Fox News.
What most people never do once, an experienced mountain climber has done 26 times. A Nepalese Sherpa guide has scaled Mount Everest again. He was joined by other Sherpas who fixed ropes along the route for other climbers. May is the best month to climb the world's highest peak because of the weather. Pam Puso, Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.